Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Good to see you again, Phil.
And you, Rick, here in this sunny Gawler.
Well, it is. It is downtown. Oh, geez,
beautiful day here in Gawler.
We need the shades down, don't we?
Oh. Local footy, Rick.
Local footy.
Local footy. Couple of surprises, well, for me anyhow. Willesden accounted for Angaston. I tipped Angaston.
Well,
by 73 to 62. So
yeah, it doesn't surprise me in the sense that we didn't really know much about Angaston. All we can say is that if Willesden can beat Angaston, Angaston aren't that good.
Yeah. Evans and Earlham were best for Willesden. Earlham again. Ryan and Argent were best for Angaston. So, yeah, I mean, it's only a couple goals in it there, Rick. But I tipped Angaston. I thought they might have knocked Willesden off. But
yeah, I mean, they were just a side last year, and I think that's about what they are this year.
No Summit and no Shannon. Still injured, apparently, yeah. they tell me. I sort of queried where they'd be, whether they're coming back or what, and apparently they are, but injured. So what we thought was the match of the round, Rick. Barossa, 81, Newry, 48.
Amazing game of football, Philip, because the game started off first 10, 15 minutes, absolutely arm wrestle.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Newry got three goals, and it looked as though they might run away with it.
Yep.
But much to Barossa's efforts, they just chipped away. And actually, after the final siren of the first half, Shillabeer kicked accurately.
Yep.
And they went into the half time with a, I don't know, 3-point lead or something. After half time, I don't know what went on, but they've restricted Newry, the reigning premiers, to a total of 4 points for the entire half.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and they did not look like scoring.
And all these guys. I mean,
absent without leave.
Yeah.
And they've done a very clever thing. Shillabeer looks like a new man possessed, but they're sort of playing him as a midfielder,
oh, yeah,
as well as
he's
forward.
Pretty mobile for a big guy, isn't he?
He is, yep. And can kick beautifully with both feet. But I tell you, let's talk about the recruit. Tanunda's recruit.
Yeah, I'll quickly mention the best players. Jew was best, and Mazzone.
Yeah.
Jake Mazzone.
He plays for Tanunda, doesn't he?
Well, he could have been. quickly, Hopner and Westlake were best for Newry. But yeah, that's a funny story. Found out a story about it during the week,
actually. Is that right?
Mazzone approached Tanunda to play there. I believe it's a couple of dollars involved in it. And they said, oh, we're going to hold off and see, this is Tanunda, we're going to hold off and see who we can get from the SANFL who gets delisted out of that. Meantime, Mazzone and his girlfriend, lovely girlfriend Nicole, a top grade netballer in town, was looking for a country game of netball. She'd had enough of the state league. She approached Tanunda. Tanunda said, oh, no, we're not really interested. So they chuffed off down, being friends of my nephew, young Nick, they chuffed off down to Barossa. They were going to play at Tanunda because it's close to them and they would have had a few drinks of Saturday night, rah, rah, rah. Chuffed off down to Barossa and they were quite happy to. Here we are, 5 weeks down, 4 best on grounds, Mazzone.
He's an absolute ball magnet.
But second best Saturday.
But I tell you what they do need to do. They need to pass the hat around. He has got the worst haircut.
I'm not one to mention haircuts, Rick.
Oh, honestly, it's a shocker.
Is it?
But
I haven't seen him play.
But he gets the ball. He's one of those guys who understands and reads so that he's where the ball is. But they're not a bad side.
I did have to laugh because I went back in the computer and had a look, and he got best on ground against Tanunda. I wonder how the recruiting guys from Tanunda felt when he got best on ground against
them. Well, I've heard they're right on top of their job, Tanunda. They haven't had a recruit in the last 3 years, have they?
Well, Gilfroy or whatever his name is.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah, but really haven't replaced their side from the 2019 Premiership.
Yeah.
Rick, and they're going to struggle.
Well, as I said a couple of shows ago, it's, dear me, I think it's going to be an embarrassment. You've got last year's premiers basically had their score doubled by Barossa, and yet South Gawler beat Barossa by over double their score. In fact, they just as well South had got their bye this week because they're exhausted from...
It's not a bye, they're having a rest because they've kicked so many goals.
Well, it's every score is over 120 or something.
Just, like this week, while we're on Tanunda, 48 to 142.
Yeah.
You know, and you had Gilfroy best and... Fechner, second best. There's the name. And... Pisani was best for South, one of the best there. So, I mean, they're just what a unit they are.
Well, it's very hard to judge now where Newry are at because their wins were against Angaston and Williston, you know, like, and that's hardly a measuring stick.
No, that's so, not that good.
Well, I don't think they are, to be honest. I can't believe that the reigning premiers can kick 4 points and a half.
Yeah, well, but anyway, and the last game was, I picked Kapunda, Gawler Central, 143, Kapunda 53.
Well, obviously, Kapunda are the real deal.
Schmidt and Koff were best for Central, and McKenzie and Aish, he kicked five. I see he's sitting at full forward, kicked five for Kapunda, but probably starved of opportunities down there too.
Obviously, we've just mentioned them both now. There'll be the round of the week, Kapunda versus Tanunda.
Well, that'd be the game. Oh, no, I'm going away weekend. Weekend, I was going to go and see Central and Kapunda.
Come on, be brave. Who are you going to pick?
Right, we'll go into our tips quickly then. Okay, Kapunda and Tanunda. At Kapunda, Dutton Park. I've heard from the time, had a talk to him this week.
What did he say?
10-minute quarters, for sure. He's got to cut him back. God.
Did he explain any of the ability of the Kapunda side?
I won't say what he said because I think we'll get beeped out on the
radio. Really?
Well, something with P and go S on the end and how weak they were.
Well, judging on what purely the timekeeper from Kapunda has said...
Yep.
I'm confidently going for Tanunda.
I'm going Tanunda. I think surely they can bounce back. I mean, that's a hell of a hiding, 94 points or whatever it was. Newry and Central, be a funny one.
No,
you know?
Newry.
I think Newry. At Newry, at the beautiful Newry Park.
Ango and Barossa, that will be a joke.
Barossa
by plenty.
Mazzone to be best on ground. Jake Mazzone. It's could have been Tanunda recruit.
I love it.
Barossa superstar. And the last one, Freeling and Williston.
Oh, you'd go for Williston.
You'd have to go Williston.
Yeah, so.
And South will have a nice rest.
Oh, dear me.
There you go. Worrying signs, though, for Barossa League, Rick. It's got to be.
The inequality is frightening.
Going to the final, I don't even think I'd bother.
No. Well, the sad thing is, and we have hinted at this before, but then if you look at the reserves, it's the same teams at the top. South unbeaten.
Yep.
You know, Newry are up there. And everyone else is... I don't know why it's become
Such a big... I don't know.
But it's
huge. You probably see
worrying.
Kapunda and Freeling, you know, they're that bit further out, you know, where they don't get the recruits or whatever... out there, but I mean the Gawler side, other than South, obviously, your Williston and your Centrals are struggling too. You know, they're in with that pack, aren't they?
I mean, I've mentioned it to you before, but I mean, in theory, Freeling, you know, it's a developing growth area. Oh. You'd think that they'd have people out there.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway.
Yeah, I suppose it'll take time from, you know, people, you know, to move in and then the kids to grow up or whatever it might be. And
anyway, so...
we've had enough, nine minutes on that.
You couldn't get bad money on South, could you, for the premiership? Right?
Wow.
Unless it's wet.
Yeah, I think it'd want to be bloody wet, wouldn't it?
Well, it's the only thing that beat them last year.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, there you go.
Okay, let's get on the AFL, Rick.
Oh, your incredible side, Port Adelaide.
What a side.
Eh?
You're jumping the gun, though, because they're not. That's not the first. But North 65, Port 135. A big win.
Hot.
Big win.
It has been suggested to me.
Yes.
That Freeling would give North Melbourne a run for its money.
Big call. Big call.
And there's a very interesting article that I read recently about this shows that Clarko isn't the god of coaches like some people for years have predicted he is.
You've got to have the cattle, don't you?
Well,
I mean, you're only as good as your cattle.
Phil, that's exactly the thing. And this guy who wrote the article said for years and years, he's only an ordinary, no, good coach, but you've got to, as you've said, have the players. Yep. Now, the thing that this guy was confident in saying is that, guess what? Nothing at North Melbourne, culture, discipline, whatever, has changed. Now, it is his first year, but you couldn't pick them from last year.
No.
And at this time last year, who was the coach? Noble or somebody?
Yeah.
They were calling for his head.
Oh, did they sack him part of the way through?
But I mean, isn't it interesting that because it's Clarko, all is forgiven and it'll take time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A bit time.
Whereas if it was Phil Fechner, you'd be gone.
I would have been gone in pre-season. They'd end in kicking. They got sick of it. Bit of circle work. All right. And the other games. Richmond easily accounted for Geelong, which I got wrong, Rick, on the Friday night.
Yes. Well, we won't mention tips or anything. But
no, we will. We will.
No.
I'm bigger than that, Rick. I know, I only got five, you got seven, you're one in front of me.
Is that
quite
right?
Quite happy to...
I'm a May Premier. May Premiers.
Never won a footy tip in May. Never have I won a footy tip in May.
No, that's very true. I don't know whether it was a one-week aberration, but Richmond were very impressive.
Yes.
It was like the Richmond of old.
Somebody who wasn't impressive, Rick. West Coast Eagles, 43 to Gold Coast, 113. And more injuries. I see the big fella broke his arm, didn't he? Or he's done his wrist or something.
I mean, we've said this before. I don't know what's happened there. I mean, you do get injuries, and they seem to run in periods.
Yeah.
But
this has been 2 years.
West Coast is never stopping.
No. 2 years, they're down to 24 players.
It's hard to reconcile the incredible success and consistency of West Coast of what's going on now.
Yeah, Shannon Hearn wouldn't know what's hit him the last couple of years, would he?
I bet he wish he'd come home.
Although
playing for Newry, he might be.
No, Angaston.
Angaston, right.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be about the same. Okay, Sydney, well, their woes continue. 86 to Frio 103, another one I got wrong.
Well, remember I said to you they weren't in the eight after round seven, and any side that plays in a premiership that is beaten by over 40 points or whatever it was in the grand final don't make. So on two counts, they're not going to make the eight.
I think they're gone.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. Another team struggling, Hawthorn, 49, Melbourne, 103.
Well, again, they haven't got the cattle.
No.
Simple.
Brisbane, good side, 87, Essendon, 45.
Yep.
Another one here that I got wrong was Carlton and the Western Bulldogs.
Now you are
Carlton hit the front in the last quarter.
Now you are talking about the platters and smoke gets in your eyes. Carlton are the great pretenders.
59 to 79.
Yep.
Yeah. Mackay, how bad is he? And they've signed him to, they're saying today on the Fox Footy there, like, they signed him till 2030 or something. Or, you know, he's got 6 or 7 years now. I mean, he can't kick from A to B.
It's shocking.
What is going on there?
Absolutely shocking.
Team, I've got to admit it here today, Rick.
Yes.
Adelaide, very, very impressive.
They are looking good.
121 to St Kilda, 69.
Yeah. Again, not knocking them, because I agree with you that they're looking good. However, you've got to be judged against the best sides. Now, I know, in theory, but you've got to, you look at who they've won their games against. Yeah. And I think there's a huge gap in the AFL like there is in the BLNG. And I'm not sure St Kilda are that great a side either.
No, I don't think they are either. But our team won, Collingwood. 120.
They did.
GWS 55.
They did.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Quickly this week, Rick, then we'll do our tips. Port versus Melbourne Friday night, Adelaide Oval. Here we go.
You tell the listeners who you've picked.
I am picking Port by 13. And I'll be there.
I'm picking Melbourne by 32.
State game beforehand, 3 o'clock, state game.
I'll get there.
WASA, I'll be there. We'll be there. So, North and Sydney.
North and Sydney will, by default...
Not North Sydney.
That's right. Well, they probably could play as the rugby side or something. No, Sydney will win.
Sydney easy.
Yeah.
Here's one. A good game over in Ballarat. Bulldogs versus the Crows.
Oh, Bulldogs
will win. Crows won there last year.
Bulldogs will win.
Bulldogs for me.
What?
Yeah, Bulldogs for me. Frio versus... I don't like picking the... You know I don't like picking Crows. Frio versus the Cats.
Oh, Geelong.
Over in Frio.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. Brisbane versus Gold Coast. Oh, the big derby up in...
It is.
Yeah. Brisbane by plenty. I'd agree with that. Gabba.
I'd agree with that.
Essendon versus Richmond.
Richmond.
Richmond for me on last week's performance. Hawthorn versus West Coast, Rick.
That's a bit like...
Thrilling Kapunda.
You just beat me to it. And I think this AFL game would be the warm-up for the Thrilling Kapunda game.
They might be playing before Tanunda and Kapunda this week.
You haven't got a coin that you can toss it up.
Out at Dutton Park. Might be a pre-game before that game.
You got a coin to toss it up?
No, I'm going Hawthorn. West Coast have got too many injuries.
I'll go Hawthorn.
Yeah. And Carlton and Collingwood.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Outside.
Collingwood outside.
GWS and St Kilda.
I'm going for GWS.
Yeah, I'm going St Kilda. I think they might bounce back.
That means I get it. How many? It's about another two ahead.
I reckon it's two different. Port and the last one, I reckon.
Can anyone come back from four down?
Oh, if anybody can, I can. 17 minutes gone, Rick. We probably need a joke at this stage.
Right, I'll tell you. The AFL club delegates, they were having their annual conference, and one of them, the new one, walked up and says, "Where are the toilets?" And Newton, who has attended many conferences, says, "Son, there are no toilets here. Everybody shits on everybody else."
Sounds like a few footy clubs.
Yeah.
No other goss going around? No cricket news?
All's well.
Pretty quiet.
It is indeed.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you have a wonderful time down at Victor Harbour.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
And until then, this is Rick.
This is Phil.